Today's shiur is Daf Pei Dalad. We're going to begin on Daf Pei Gimel on the base, and we'll begin at the Gemara again. Yesterday we had discussed a situation where there was access to an area by two different distinct places, and the question was, given that they both have access, who has the ability to use that area? So the Mishnah discussed various cases, and as the Gemara began, Pshita, Lezebe Pesach, Lezebe Pesach, diagram 275 on page 92, where you have two areas. To both of them, they're both equally accessible. Pesach is the easiest access. Hayin Chalon Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. It's similar to a case we've discussed previously, where we have a window between two Chatzeres, the window being equally accessible to both of them, both chatzeres, that we learned that the halacha under those circumstances is that you can move things on the windowsill, but you can't take anything from the windowsill to either chatzer or from either chatzer to the windowsill if the two chatzeres did not make an erev together. Again, we said yesterday that that's only relevant when the windowsill is four tefachim wide. If the windowsill were to be less than four tefachim wide, or the wall in question, for example, in diagram 275, were less than four tefachim wide, then it would be a makom patur, and both chatzeres can use the area. Chaloyin shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have a window between two chatzeres, lezeb bezrika, both of them don't have easy access to that window because you need to throw. It's above ten tefachim, as is shown in diagram 276. That's similar to a wall between two chatzeres, and again, the halach is the same. Both chatzeres cannot use that wall to carry from or to. Lezeb shilshil. If to get to this wall, you have to move down, you have to throw down. The halach is hayne charitz shebein beis chatzeres. That's going to be similar to a ditch between two chatzeres. A Gemara, we learned that the halacha is that they have equal access and therefore restrict each other. The zeva pesach lezeb zrika. If one chatzer has a situation where the wall is more accessible to it, so it's like a pesach to it, it's like a door, and the other one has more difficult access, it would have to throw up its arm to get to it. Hanad Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Nachman. That's the Gemara we spoke about in Daf Ayin Zayin, where you had, if you recall, we learned the Gemara that we had two chatzeres with a wall between the two chatzeres, but to one chatzer the wall was 10 tefachim high, and to the other chatzer the wall was not that high. So he gave access to the wall to the chatzer that the wall was lower. Lezeb pesach lezeb b'shulshul. Or if you'll have a situation where one, the wall is lower to one than it is to the other, again, to one it's a door, easier access, and to the other it requires moving downwards. Hein Rav Shizbi Amar Rav Nachman, which we also discussed in Daf Ayin Zayin, that will give access to the wall to the chatzer that has more access. Now the beginning, the Gemara begins a shiloh that we're going to spend a lot of time speaking about. Lezeb is shilshul or lezeb is rika, which is diagram 277. In this diagram, neither wall has it perfect. It's the area between these two walls. For the people in the higher chatzer, it requires shilshul. It requires moving downwards, tent fachim. For the people in the lower chatzer on the right, it requires a zrika movement, an upwards movement. And both of them have to make a movement. What's going to be the halach in such a situation? Lezeh b'shilshul, lezeh b'zrika mai. Amar Rav, shnei masurim. In this case, it's considered that they both have equal access. And as we've been saying in the whole shir, when there is equal access, then they're both osur. B'shmul Amar, Shmul disagrees, and he says, noisin lezesh v'sholshul, we give it to the one that has access by moving downwards. Why? Shlezeh tashmisha b'nachas, lezeh tashmisha b'kosher. A downward movement is easier and therefore more accessible than an upwards movement. The called over, and whenever we have a situation, that one has easier access and one has more difficult access. Nice, we give it to the one that has easier access. Rav Kiva Eger says, beautiful pshat in the machloikus of Rav and Shmuel. Because if you learn the Gemara superficially, it seems that Rav and Shmuel are arguing is what is easier and what is harder. With Shmuel is saying that Shilshul is easier than Zrika, and Rav not agreeing. But that's a machloikus about a fact. They can't argue about a metzius. They can't argue about a fact. If Shilshul is easier, it's easier. And if it's not, it's not. So Rekiv Eger explains like this. Everybody agrees with Shmuel that Shilshul is easier than Zrika. You can't argue on that fact. However, so now we understand Shmuel. Since Shilshul is easier than Zrika, we go to the side, we give the access to the side that has Shilshul. Rav says, yes, Shilshul is easier than Zrika, but Shilshul isn't easy either. When we say that we give access to the one that has, we give rights to the one that has more access, means the one has easy access and one has not easy access. So I go to the one, I give the area to the one that has easy access. But if one has difficult access, hard access, and the other one has hard access, maybe this one is a little harder than the other. But since both areas require difficulty to obtain that access, so since it requires difficulty to retain that, to obtain that access, so Rav says that's not called a Zeba Nachas or Zeba Kasha, it's called a Zeba Kasha or Zeba Kasha, they're considered equal and both are Asr. Beautiful pshat in the Gemara. Tanan, ask the Gemara a question. We learned in the Mishnah yesterday, we have a situation that people on the balcony and the people in the chotzer did not make an Erev. They each made their own Erev, Rashi explained, but they didn't make an Erev together. So we learned in the Mishnah, any item which is 10 tefachim high, we say that belongs to the Merpeses. That's diagram 274. We say that these items, they have easier access to the Merpeses, and that's why we give it these rights to the Merpeses, not to the Chatzar. Pach smikan, if these items are lower than 10 tefachim, l'chatzar, we give access to the Chatzar, because we say the Chatzar has easier access. Says the Gemara, kusal k'daitach, we're going to learn that my Merpeses, what's the definition of Merpeses in our Mishnah? B'nei Aliyah. We look at diagram 278. The Gemara is learning now that when we speak about a merpeses in the Mishnah, nobody lives on a balcony. What it means is that the merpeses leads up to a second story. Ali is always called the upper story. So now we have now that's what the Mishnah meant when it said merpeses. Or my correlate merpeses. If the Mishnah meant Aliyah, if the Mishnah meant the people on the upper story, you should have said Aliyah, not Mepeses. Says the Gemara, because Salkim Mepeses, because you can't get up to the Aliyah unless you climb up the Mepeses. Alma, so what do we have a situation here? So the Gemara is saying now that the two areas under discussion in our Mishnah, we're learning new pshat now, are the people of the Chatzar, that's how we learned in the Mishnah, and then the people in the Aliyah. Those are the two areas under discussion. Now let's understand, the people in the Aliyah that we're saying could use an item that's above 10 tefachim, as is shown in diagram 278, don't have easy access to it. How do they have access? They have to go down b'shilshul. The people in the Chatzar, how do they have access to the top of this item? By Zrika. So we have a situation of Lezeb is Shilshul, Ulezeb is Rika. What is our Mishnah Paskin in such a situation that we give this area to the people in Daliyah? So we see that our Mishnah is Paskin like Shmuel. That Alma, call Lezeb is Shilshul, Ulezeb is Rika. When you have an item that one side gets a Bishilshul and one side gets the Bizrika, nice, Lezeb is Bishilshul. Isn't that a proof to Shmuel? Answers the Gemara, K'am Rav Huna. Pshat in the Mishnah is not like diagram 278. It's rather like diagram 274, like we learned all along. That we're not referring to a higher story, to an upper story. We're referring just to Merpeses. And the way most Rishonim learn, it's not that anybody actually is living on the Merpeses, that's outside balcony. It's referring, like we see in the picture here, to the doors, their apartments on the Merpeses. Now let's understand. We have this Amud in the Chatzar. The person who's living in the Merpeses, bottom Merpeses, has very easy access to the top of that item. It's right outside his porch. On the other hand, the person in the Chatzar requires Rika. That's why we have a situation that we give it to the Merpeses. That when we say Merpeses in the Mishnah, we mean L'Oysam Hadar Merpeses, as is shown in diagram 274. And that's why there's no proof to Shmuel's Psak from our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, if that's the way you're learning Pshat in the Mishnah, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Eima Seifa. Pachs Mikan, if, going back to diagram 274, we have an item in the Chatzar which is lower than 10 Tfachim. Pachs Mikan, if the item in the Chatzar is less than 10 Tfachim, L'Chatzar. Then we give it, give rights to it to the people in the Chatzar. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that when our Mishnah talks about a Merpeses, who does the Mishnah mean? It means actually the Merpeses. Amai, why is that true? L'zeva Pesachu, l'zeva Pesachu. Enechanami, yes, this item may be less than 10 tefachim tall, but it's right outside the Merpeses' area. And it's above, the guy in the Chatzar has to lift his hand. So it may be very simple for both of them, because for him it's right outside his area, and for him it's just a small lifting of the hand, it's less than 10 tefachim. But we learned at the beginning of today's shir that when you have a situation of Lezeva Pesach, that they both have equal access, so it's also to both of them. Yet our Mishnah is paskening that this case goes to the Chatzar. Why? Amai, Lezeva Pesach, Lezeva Pesach. Who? So why we give it to the Chatzar? Answers the Gemara, Mai Lechatzar, a whole new shot in the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah said that the item in the Chatzar is less than 10 tefachim tall, it goes Lechatzar, it doesn't mean it goes exclusively to the Chatzar. It means that the Chatzar and the Merpeses both have equal access, and both will be Asr. Mai Lechatzar, Af Lechatzar, they both have equal access, and since both have equal access, Vishneim Asurim. Now there's Machlekes Rishonim, that's the way Rav's going to have to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. There's Machlekes Rishonim if Shmuel is going to have to learn Pshat in the Mishnah that way too, or maybe Shmuel could continue learning Pshat in the Mishnah like we learned all along, that since this one has easier access and this one is further away, we could continue learning Shmuel that the picture is diagram 278, and then it's understood why if it's a low Amud, then it clearly goes to the Chatzar and not to the people in the Aliyah. Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi seems to learn that he doesn't want to have a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and he says that Shmuel will agree to Rav to explain the Mishnah this way and to Paskin this way. Other Rishonim disagree. Says the Gemara, Hachinam Mistabra. This is the right way to learn, it makes sense to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Midtani Sefer. The Mishnah continued saying, Bemedvar Mamurim, when is this entire discussion relevant? Besmucha. When this area we're discussing, as is shown in diagram 274, is near the Merpeses. Avam Mufleges, if this Amud, or this bank, is further away from the Pesach, from the Merpeses, afil gvayut vachim, then even though it's 10 tefachim tall, lechatzar. Now, let's understand. My lechatzar. What does the Mishnah mean when it uses the word lechatzar there? Ilaim lechatzar v'shari, that I'm going to say that since it's a little removed from the Merpeses, I'm going to give it strictly to the Chatzar's use, not to the Merpeses' use. Why? Amai, Tavai Rishusa de Tavayahu. Yes, it may be a little removed from the wall. Four Tfachim is not really that much. But it's a little removed from the wall, and therefore the Chatzar also has some access. But it's not an open and shut case that the Chatzar has more access than the Merpeses. Ella, what does the Mishnah mean when it says L'Chatzar? Ask L'Chatzar. That since it's removed from the Merpeses, now the Chatzar and the Merpeses have equal access, and since they have equal access, Shnei Masurim. Hachanami says the Gemara, in the previous case, when it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it doesn't mean it goes exclusively to Chatzar. Rather, what does it mean? Hachanami mai l'chatzar, af l'chatzar. It means that it has access to both areas, and therefore, shnei mesurim, shmami no, that's the way to learn Pesha in the Mishnah. So now, we explained, and this is the Rishonim point out, when the Mishnah now uses the word l'chatzar, we have to look at every situation separately. Sometimes when the Mishnah uses the word l'chatzar, it means, as it seems, pasha pshat, that it goes to the chatzar. And sometimes when the Mishnah uses the word l'chatzar, it doesn't mean that I'm going to give the chatzar the rights to the area. It means af l'chatzar. It means that the mepesis and the chatzar have equal rights. And since the mepesis and the chatzar have equal rights, so they're both asur. You have to look at every case in the Mishnah separately. Tanan. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Chuyus HaBav HaSela, that if you have a pit, and it has the Chuy around it, it has the embankment around it, or Vasela, you have a stone, Shein Gvoin HaSara, if they're 10 Tfachim tall, Limepeses, we assign it to the Limepeses. Pach Mikan L'Chatzar. If it's lower, we give it to the Chatzar. Now the question is, why when it's lower, do we automatically give it to the Chatzar? It should maybe go to both. Amar Rav Huna. Why when it's taller, rather, do we right away give it to the Mepeses? It's that tall. Because the Gemara is learning now, like we learned earlier on the Amid, that the picture looks like diagram 278. That the Aliyah is going down to the Amid. So you have a situation of Lezeb Shilshul, Lezeb Zrika. And the question is, if it's a situation of Lezeb Shilshul, Lezeb Zrika, why do I automatically give it, according to Rav, to the Mepeses? Answers the Gemara, as we already said before, it's not speaking in case like 278, where there's an Aliyah. We go back to diagram 274, where the Mepeses is very close to it. Therefore, since the Mepeses is very close to it, we give it to the Mepeses and not to the Chatzar. And in fact, the Ritva points out, and really that's Peshat in the Gemara, what happened was like this. When they learned in the yeshiva, the first Gemara that they tried to tackle was this piece of Gemara that we just learned now, with Rav Hun explaining that the right way of explaining the Mishnah is diagram 274 and not diagram 278. Once Rav Hun has said that, the previous Gemara that we learned, the first piece of Gemara in this Amid, is irrelevant. Because the kash of that whole Gemara was based on understanding the Mishnah on 270, as that it would look like 278. And the truth was, there would be no need, if the Gemara would bring down this Gemara first, we would have never needed to have the first piece of Gemara. But what happened was like this, Ritva says, interesting observation he makes. He says, first Rav Huna explained the Mishnah, referring to the case that we just learned, and explaining it that it looks like diagram 274. When they began analyzing the Mishnah, the case that Rav Huna is referring to is later in the Mishnah. When Ravina and Rav Ashi actually were Masada the Gemara, when they set up the Gemara, they wanted to go in order. They wanted to begin from the beginning of the Mishnah and move its way down. And that's why they first mentioned the previous case. Said the Teretz Rav Huna said about a later case in the Mishnah, and then applied it. And then actually told us what Rav Huna said, where he said it, going in chronological order of the Mishnah. Teinach Sela asked the Gemara, that's all good when we talk about a rack. So the rack is tall, and then we have to see where the rack is, how tall it is, and where it's exactly situated. However, bar Ma'ikal Amemer, what are you going to say about a bar? And the way the Mefarshim explained, the question is like this. The people in the Mepeses, how could they use the bar? So it's shown in diagram 279. They only, by Shilshul, by getting into the bar. The people in the Chatzar, how could they use the bar? Bezrika, because they have to get over the tap. So we have a situation of Zeb Shilshul or Zeb Bezrika on the bar. So Ritva asks another question. Who says the Ritva, that when the Mishnah is talking about the Chuyah Sabar, the Mishnah is telling you that you're allowed to deal with that we're talking about the bar. Maybe the Mishnah is only referring to the embankment around the bar. So Ritva says, as we've been saying for the last 2 days, that in order for an area to be in question, it has to be dalet al dalet. If it doesn't have a dalet al dalet, then it's a makom ptor, and all these issues that we've been discussing are not relevant. The only way that this chuya can have dalet al dalet is by including the bar. So obviously the bar is part of what's under consideration in the Mishnah. So if the bar is part of what's under consideration in the Mishnah, so now we have a situation that Lezeb is Rika for the people in the Chatzar, Ulezeb is Shulshul for the people in the Merpeses, and what is the Mishnah telling us? That we give it to the people on the Merpeses. So we have a right to Shmuel, then we have a situation of Lezeb is Shulshul, Ulezeb is Rika, we go with the Shulshul, and says the Gemara, it's no Raya. Rav Yitzchak, Bereid Rav Yehuda, Hocha B'bar Malei Mayim Eskinim. The bar is full of water. So we're not talking about inside the bar, we're talking about the top of the bar. Ask the Gemara, B'chachasra, the water will recede on Shabbos. Answer the Gemara, Kivan D'Kamal Yishayir, when Shabbos begins, it's full, so we're not talking about inside the bar, we're just talking about the top of the bar. Ki Chisra, even though it will recede on Shabbos, so it will get deeper, Namishayir, it stays mutter. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, just the opposite. Kivim the Chasra Sira, since on Shabbos it will get lower, and then it's going to be a situation on Zeb is Shulshul, Ulezeb is Rika, that according to Rav is Osir, so even at the beginning of Shabbos, Kimalya, when it's full, Nami Sira should be Osir. And the way the Riva explains the Gemara is very nice. The Gemara in the Havamina learns that we use the concept of Kivim the Hutra Hutra. That since at the beginning of Shabbos the bar was full, since at the beginning of Shabbos the bar was full, so it's not a situation of Lezeb is Shulshul, Lezeb is Rika, it's a situation of Lezeb Pesach, or Lezeb is Rika, I go with the Mepesach. Then the Gemara says a very important concept. The where do I say Kivan the Hutra Hutra? The only time you say Kivan the Hutra Hutra is where you don't expect something to change. But where the change is expected and inevitable, you don't say Kivan the Hutra Hutra. And therefore, since here water receding is inevitable, you can't say Kivan the Hutra Hutra. And that's why you have, so you're back to Al Kasha. It's a case of Zel Shushal Zabaz Rika. And to the Gemara, a different teretz. Elam Abaya, Hocham Abba Malay Paris Askinen. The bar is full of fruit. And therefore, the fruit won't recede. Ask the Gemara, Vahachasri. You could take out some of the fruit. Tid on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Betivla. The fruit that you used was Tevel, fruit that from which Trumas and Maisis weren't removed. So they're Muksa, and therefore they weren't removed. So the level that's on that they're at will remain for all of Shabbos. And in fact, the Trumas Hadeshin uses this Gemara for a very important halacha regarding Hilchas Muksa. What's the Gemara saying? That I could take the pail from the Mepesis and put it on top of the pit. The pit is full of Tevel. So that means from here you see that you're not allowed to move Muksa, but you're allowed to put, you're allowed to use Muksa, because here you're using the Muksa to hold the pail, since it's only Iksir of moving Muksa, Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that the Mishnah is talking about a case that the bar is full of fruit, which is Muksa. They can name the Tani Dumi the seller. The Mishnah said that the bar is similar to the stone, and we know that a seller is Muksa, stone is Muksa. We see that we're referring to a situation that's full of muksa. Ask the Gemara, V'lamli l'misne bar, V'lamli l'misne sela. Why do I have to have two examples that are essentially the same? We're dealing with a muksa item. Answers the Gemara, Tzricha. I need both examples. The Ashmin and sela, had I only taught the case of a stone, there I say the lek l'migza. Since that stone is going to remain there, I have no reason to say, so therefore, since the Merpeses has easier access, and the Chatzar has difficult access, I give it to the Mepesis. Avil bar, when the bar is full of payros, even though the payros are muksa, and they're not going anywhere. Ligzer, I should say that it's osir, because zimna the malya payros musukonim, maybe it'll be full of payros that are not muksa. Tzricha, to tell you just that as long as the full of payros are muksa, I don't make any gzeris. Toshma, anshe Chatzav, anshe Aliyah, Sheshachachu V'loy Irvu. Let's say you have again, this is diagram 281, that The people in the Chotzer and the Aliyah did not make an Erev. Here we do have an Aliyah. Actually, Chotzer Mishtamshim Besar Tachtainim. The people of the Chotzer used the bottom 10 Tfachim of the wall. V'anshi Aliyah Mishtamshim Besar Al Yoinim. And the people in the on the upper story used the top 10 Tfachim. Ketzah. Explain the Brisa. What exactly does this mean? Ziz Yoitz Min HaKaisel, like we see in this diagram, there are platforms coming out of the wall. And all the Rishonim explain, like I've said a few times, that this Ziz, that this platform, is more than Dalet al Dalet. Because if it were less than Dalet al Dalet, everybody could use it. So we're dealing with a Ziz that's Dalet al Dalet. Lamatim Masara, if it's below 10 Tfachim, Lechotzer. I say that the Chotzer has easier access. Lamalim Masara, if it's above 10 Tfachim, I say Laliyah. Hadabeni Beni. What's right in the middle? It's Asr. Why is it Asr? Because you have a situation, and as the picture shows us, Lezeb is Shilshul, Ulezeb is Rika, and the Brice is Paskening, that when you have a situation of Lezeb is Shilshul, Lezeb is Rika, like Rav, that they're both Asr. Not like Shmuel, answers the Gemara, no proof. Amrav Nachman, Hoch bet Kaisel Tisha Asr Askinen. We're dealing with a wall which is exactly 19 tefachim. Actually, Ritva says it could be up to just below 20. V'ziz yoytz mimenu, and this platform comes out right in the middle. So now, lamata mesara, if the ziz is below 10 tefachim, lezeb pesach. So for the people in the chotzer, it's like a pesach; it's very easy access. Lezeb shulshul, the people upstairs have to go down. So when you ever have Zab Pesach, Lezeb Shulshul, we go with the Pesach. Lamalim Asara, on the other hand, if the Ziz is above 10 Tfachim, so we have for the people in the Aliyah, it's the Pesach, and for the people in the Chotzer, it's Rika, so again, we give it to the Aliyah. When it's right in the middle, it's Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Pesach, because it's within 10 Tfachim for both of them. If it's within 10 Tfachim for both of them, we go to a situation, Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Pesach, which we began today's shiur saying that when you have Lezeb Pesach, it's also to both. So there's no proof in this case. Toshma. But before we say this, we have to say an introduction. The Gemara we're going to work with. Look at diagram 282. When we look at diagram 282, we have a situation that a person has a home. He has We'll look at the right side. He has like some sort of a porch going out of his apartment. And below his apartment, he has a yam. Now, the halacha is that he can't bring water up from the yam to his porch. Why? Because as we learned many times, a yam is a karmelis. A porch is a reshus hayachid. And you're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to a reshus hayachid. However, Chazal gave us a way out. Chazal said that if you create, and it's shown in the diagram actually, this type of a contraption, where you see it right under the right hand porch, where you make a box, that box is Dalet by Yud, then I say, good achis mechitzta, that although the walls don't go down all the way into the yam, Chazal gave us a special kula and said that the halacha looks as if this box is all the way down to the yam, and when you pull up water, you can see with that little pail up through that area, it's going to be considered like you've been carrying only in Rishus HaYachad. That's the introduction to this gemara. Says the gemara, Toshma, Shnei Gezustra Zulam Al Mazu. If we have a situation that you have these two porches, one is higher than the other, and this contraption was made for the people on the higher balcony but not for the lower balcony, all visible in this diagram, the halacha is both of them cannot use this contraption until they make an eruv. Now let's figure out this situation. Here we have a situation where for the person on the higher balcony, the contraption is shilshul. All he needs to get the water is to schlep it down, because we're talking from the water's perspective. For the person in the lower balcony, he needs zrika. He has to throw the pale from his balcony to the high, to the upper balcony, and he also then has to do shilshul. Now, following the line of reasoning, and most mefarshim explain that this is a kasha on Shmuel, following the line of reasoning that we've been explaining, that this will be considered lezeh b'shilshul, lezeh b'zrika, what does Shmuel say? We say he goes to the one b'shilshul. What did the Braisa paskin? That they're both asr. Why? Answers the Gemara, Amr of Adbar Hava, that we're dealing in a situation b'boim b'mnei tachtoina derech al yonel amalis, diagram 283, that there's a ladder connecting these two balconies, so it's both of them b'shilshul, because he doesn't have to do zrika of throwing his barrel, his pail, from the lower balcony to the upper balcony and then going down, because it's already connected. He just has to climb up this small ladder, and that's why it's lezeh b'shilshul, and that's why it's usher. The Rishonim do point out a very important point, that the only time that this discussion is relevant is when the people of the lower chatzar have ownership in this contraption. If the people in the lower chatzar don't have any ownership in it, then they have no ability to restrict. Who are you? What are you? We're talking in a case where they have ownership, and the way Rav Adbar Hav is explaining, they have ownership and easy access. That's his teretz. Abai says a different teretz. Abai's teretz opens up a new perspective to our entire sugya. He explains, as is shown in diagram 284, these two balconies are so close that there's less than 10 tefachim between them. Tells us Abaya, this way Rashi explains Abaya, that whenever you have two areas that are so very close and there is no other rishus intervening, then the halacha looks at them like the one area because they're so close to each other. So yes, maybe this one on the right is only shilshul. Maybe this one on the left requires zrik and shilshul. But these two areas are so close to each other. They're within 10 tefachim of each other. Since they're so close to each other, that's why they restrict each other. They're considered one area. And if the bottom ones don't have their own, they will restrict. Continues the Gemara. The Lama Bayakama. So the way Rashi explains is like this. According to Abaya, that the point is nothing to do with shilshul, nothing to do with zrika, but rather the point is that they're so close to each other, so why do we have to pick a case with a barrel where the contraption is in the higher balcony? Even if the contraption were in the lower balcony, it would have the exact same din, because the point is that they're so close to each other. So why do we pick this case? Says Abaya v'lami bayikama. Certainly in a case that if the contraption were in the lower balcony, that's theory that there would be usher. Why? The kivan dodi kaiman, since they're so close to each other, asrna dodi, they asr on each other. Elo, I feel usher el yoina. Even if the situation is as we've been describing, that the contraption is in the higher balcony, and the bottom one doesn't have it, so I would think kimdel zeh benachas, for the people on the higher balcony, they have easier use of the contraption. The people on the lower balcony, it's more difficult. Why? Because the people on the higher balcony, it's shilshul. The people on the lower balcony, it's zrika plus shilshul. So I would think that there, I should give it strictly to people in the upper balcony and not say that the people on the lower balcony have any effect. Says the Gemara, says Abai, that the Brice is teaching us, Kivan, Kamashmalon, Kivan the Bagas, Sara Kaiman, since they're close to each other, Asr and Hadadi, they restrict each other. And what Abai now will attempt to do is try, unsuccessfully, to bring a proof to this concept that whenever two areas are so close to each other, they affect each other. So let's just review the story. We have such a picture. This is diagram 285. We have a house that has, it's a house that's somewhat indented. And the roof of the house, at least part of the roof of the house, is open to the Rishus HaRabim. It's 10 tefachim above Rishus HaRabim, but it's completely open to Rishus HaRabim. And it also has the Mepesas opening up to it. All sewn in diagram 285. Begins the Gemara. Ki hod amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. Gaga samach Rishus HaRabim, if you have a roof which is right next to Rishus HaRabim, if you want that you should... So now what's the problem with this gag? Before we go further, what's the problem with the gag? The problem with the gag is that it's completely open to Rishus HaRabim. And since it's completely open to Rishus HaRabim, it should be usher to carry on it because it's open to Rishus HaRabim. So before we go further, we really have to ask two shilas that the Rishonim ask. The halacha is, by the time we get to that pay dalin and Erevin, we know this halacha, that whenever you have a chotzer that has proper mechitzas that is next to Rishus HaRabim, the chotzer is considered Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim. Why over here is it different? Because as we explained, this roof has the proper height. It's 10 tefachim tall. So what's the difference that it's right next to the Rishus HaRabim? That's one question the Rishonim ask. So Rishonim answer, there's a difference between a chotzer and a gag. A chotzer is an area that is very private, like we explained many times. They used to use their chatzeris for many important uses. And therefore, if it has the proper mechitzas, we say it's totally separate from the Rishus HaRabim, even though the people in the Rishus HaRabim have easy access to it. However, a gag is not such a matkum choshev. It's not such a significant place that distinguishes it from the Rishus HaRabim, because they didn't usually use these type of gagois. So therefore, since it's so close to Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus HaRabim poses a problem. Now there's another shaila. The people under Rishus HaRabim aren't supposed to use this gag. It's private property. So the fact that they use it, why should they have an effect? So Rishonim answer that yes, if somebody came to Rav and asked him the shaila, am I allowed to use this gag? They would tell him, of course you're not supposed to use the gag. It's private property. You're not going to go there. But we're dealing with a situation that it became so common that people from the Rishus HaRabim use this gag. And when you're faced with a situation, you know, the facts create the reality. The facts are that people from the Rishus HaRabim are using the gag. And therefore, maybe they shouldn't do it, but once it became so common and prevalent that they're using, they affect it. So now the Gemara says like this. What does the Braisa say? Sarach tzom sum kvula tiroi. If you have a ladder, as is again shown in diagram 285, opening up from the gag to the higher story, so it shows that this gag is separate from the Rishus HaRabim, and the Rishonim point out that here a sum kavua, it's not enough that the sum should just be there for Shabbos. You need a sum should be there 7 days a week. By having the sulam there, by having this ladder there 7 days a week, it shows that this gag is separate. It's connected to the house, not to the Rishus HaRabim. Sulam arai loy. Now, what are we saying? Halacha l'maisa. That if this ladder weren't here, then the fact that the Rishus HaRabim is next to it will adversely affect the gag. Now the question is why? So Abaye tells you, you know why? Because since the Rishus HaRabim is within 10 tefachim of the gag, following the concept, the principle that Abaye just taught us, that whenever two areas are so close to each other, they affect each other, and that's a proof to Abaye that anything that's so close to each other has an effect on each other. My tama, lab mishum, the kivin de betoich asor da dadi kaimi, asrna dadi. And that's a proof to Abaye's principle. Maskla Rapapa. So Rapapa says, there's no proof. Dilma, kishrab makasmalov, becomes of a sudra. We're dealing with a situation that people take off their hats and their baggages all the time, as shown in diagram 286, and leave it on this gag. And since they do this all the time, that's what makes the gag connected to the Rishus HaRabim. It's not the closeness. There may not be any concept of you're fucking close or not close. The point is that it's so used all the time by the people from the Bnei Rosh Hashanah, that they constantly take off their articles and put it on the gag, that's why they have an effect, not because of close or far. In fact, the Paiskim discuss here, how can they take off their hats? You're not allowed to be left without a yarmulke. How can they take off their hats? So our picture has they still wearing a yarmulke. But the Paiskim discuss that from here may be a raya, the Magen Avraham discusses this, that if you take off your yarmulke and you don't move, then it may not be us not to wear a yarmulke. Nowadays it changed, because nowadays it's already a minig that we always wear a yarmulke. But those days, since the minig was not as strong, so when you walked, you had to wear your yarmulke. But if you stood still, you took off your hat, you could stand, and you stand still just to cool off, you could take off your yarmulke.
But you said, Kashi's, how you let it work